local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in on this glorious Wednesday. Right now, 78 degrees, nary a cloud in the sky, very little breeze. The Blue Angels flying for the first time at practice this show season. What a day. Traffic a little bit busier than usual, at least in what we have seen, especially out at the beach. Spring break, of course, a big reason why, but we'll get an update on the roads coming up here in 3 minutes, along with the beautiful forecast here for the rest of the week and the weekend, Easter Sunday, of course, as well. So a very, very good day here. A busy one, and we'll get right off to it with our top three stories. The death toll related to the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge could have been in the dozens if it weren't for the quick work of emergency workers. So says Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
By the time most Americans saw those images, first responders and rescuers had already been at work for hours to save lives. That quick work unquestionably made an enormous difference.
And Buttigieg says that six people are presumed dead. Crews were resuming recovery efforts today. An investigation into that incident could take up to 2 years to complete. An appeals court issuing a ruling keeping a Texas law on hold that would allow police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border.
The opinion itself kind of alluding to like the vagueness of the law itself and its implementation.
And in a 2-1 ruling, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans denied the state of Texas' request to suspend a lower court order that found SB 4's legislation unconstitutional and to allow the state to enforce the law while the case played out in court. And the White House says a high-stakes meeting with Israeli leaders in Washington is being rescheduled now. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to go forward with a meeting on a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Israel canceled the delegation earlier this week after the U.S. allowed the UN Security Council to adopt a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Those are today's top three stories. Austin has a check of the roads.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, Joe, you mentioned this just a few moments ago. Very, very busy stuff on the roads today. We'll start with an accident report on Gulf Beach Highway. That's if you're traveling westbound. The accident occurred just past Weller Avenue, and it's going to have you backed up for a little ways. Also, a bit more behind that, we've got the typical evening traffic causing backups on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98, still giving us some minor issues there as well. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That's basically going to have you backed up to I-10. And then we've got, you know, the typical evening traffic on Caroline Street as well. That's if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But yes, the most problems are going to be on the beaches. If you are trying to get off of Pensacola Beach, come over the bridge and get into Gulf Breeze, you are going to have a lot of problems there. And the same can be said if you are trying to travel, getting off of Navarre Beach and getting to Navarre Parkway. There's a lot of issues there as well. Speaking of Navarre Parkway, if you are traveling westbound towards that bridge in question, closer to Highway 87, we've got some problems over there also.
Beautiful weather rolls on across the area. Weak little cold front moves in tonight through Thursday morning. You'll see low temperatures drop into the 50s and upper 40s area-wide Thursday and Friday. High temperatures also take a dive, too, down into the lower 70s. Breezy conditions as well with sunny skies. This weekend looks nice. Highs warm back into the mid to upper 70s as mostly sunny skies continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
516 here at News Radio. Right before we get our local headlines, just seeing this come in to the newsroom. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. He was the Democratic nominee for vice president back in 2000 under Al Gore. He died in New York City following complications from a fall. Four-term U.S. senator was the first Jewish candidate on the national ticket. of a major party. Again, Joe Lieberman, former Connecticut senator, dead at the age of 82. Our top local headline this afternoon, Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh has been dealt a blow in his legal fight to retrieve thousands of text messages that he alleges were stolen. Bergosh and the county had sued the PNJ, Jonathan Owens, and Alex Arduini, requesting a writ of replevin. In layman's terms, they sought the judge to order them to return the texts. However, Okaloosa County judge denied the request, saying in a preliminary ruling, quote, "No evidence was presented that indicated any physical media at issue in this matter was the property of Escambia County." The judge also said that while the PNJ had possession of the download, no evidence was introduced that they engaged in illicit or illegal conduct to obtain possession. It's important to note that this is only the first step of this legal fight there. Also, local reaction to yesterday's bridge collapse in Baltimore. Clark Merritt, director of the Port of Pensacola, tells us a major selling point of the port is that there are no overhead structures for vessels to worry about, as well as direct access to the Gulf of Mexico. There's also safety measures, including a state-licensed pilot and tugboats that escort each ship both in and out.
Not only do those tugs help assist the docking of the ship when it comes in and when it goes out, but it's also there in case the ship loses power, which, as we saw, with the Baltimore accident, is exactly what happened.
Merritt says the tugboats could keep a ship in the channel in the event of a power loss, as well as directing them away in the event a ship was heading towards a dock or berth in downtown Pensacola, for example. Merritt also talked about updates regarding the Pickleball and American Magic headquarters at the Port of Pensacola. Merritt says construction hasn't quite started yet on the new headquarters for American Magic, but things are moving along.
They are in engineering right now. So we are working with the architects and the engineers to convert the building in the center of the port that you can see from Bayfront, the big 50-foot roof structure, about 55,000 square feet. That will become the training facility and fabrication center for American Magic.
And he also says that the first phase of construction for Portside Pickle has started. That consists of 8 outdoor pickleball courts along with recreation and concession space. Merritt says Warehouse for Sports expects the first phase to be open by early July. 519, we'll take a break there, taking a look at our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Easter is more than just colorful eggs, chocolate bunny rabbits, and pretty baskets. All of those things may have their place, but I invite you to join us at Northstone Baptist Church as we consider the primary message of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you visit, you'll find that Northstone is a welcoming group of Christ-centered believers right here in Pensacola. Also for Easter Sunday, our choir will present an Easter cantata entitled The Easter Lily. This cantata will be fun for children and people of all ages. The service starts at 10:30, and after the cantata, everyone is invited to join us for a lunch fellowship. Easter Sunday is a celebration of Jesus' victory over death and therefore his offer of eternal life. So please be our guest Easter Sunday, March 31st at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola. I hope to see you there.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my 3 sons are my law partners. We have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. News, traffic, and weather updates brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the traffic here, multiple areas of note. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, you're basically going to be backed up to I-10. A lot of evening traffic in that area there. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, we've got typical evening traffic giving you backups in that area as well. Then you're going to hit a clean spot and you're going to think, I'm safe. No, you're not. A little bit further down, just past Weller Avenue, we had an accident report in the last hour that still has some minor congestion in that same lane there. So be on the lookout for that. Caroline Street, if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton, we've still got very minimal backups there, but it has lessened significantly. And then the two biggins, if you are traveling on Pensacola Beach, getting over the bridge, trying to head back to Gulf Breeze, we've got heavy backups there still. And the same can be said for Navarre Beach if you're trying to get over the bridge to Navarre Parkway. Speaking of Navarre Parkway, we've also got some backups if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
Beautiful weather rolls on across the area. Weak little cold front moves in tonight through Thursday morning. You'll see low temperatures drop into the 50s and upper 40s area-wide Thursday and Friday. High temperatures also take a dive, too, down into the lower 70s. Breezy conditions as well with sunny skies. This weekend looks nice. Highs warm back into the mid to upper 70s as mostly sunny skies continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Very good, Joe. Thank you. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A federal judge is scheduled to hear arguments on Friday over a law that restricts the use of pronouns in schools. A transgender Hillsborough County teacher and a non-binary educator who was fired by Florida Virtual School last year are trying to get the bill blocked, calling it unconstitutional. A lawsuit has been filed against the measure that prevents school employees from using a pronoun they were not assigned at birth.
And a new law targeting squatters in Florida will take effect this summer. Governor Ron DeSantis was in Orlando to sign the legislation earlier today.
You know, you assume in America, if you purchase a home and own a residence, that that's your residence. that if you happen to maybe split time in Orlando and Michigan, that if you go to Michigan over the summer, people aren't going to be able to just move into your house and then claim squatters' rights.
The measure will strip squatters of their rights, allowing tenants to immediately remove people living illegally on their property after they simply fill out a form and hand it to local police. It will also create tougher penalties for anyone who presents a false lease or deed agreement. The law will go into effect in July.
Also, AccuWeather out with what they call an explosive prediction for the upcoming 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. They are predicting 20 to 25 named storms to form, including 8 to 12 hurricanes, 4 to 7 major ones, and 4 to 6 with direct U.S. impacts. Forecasters say areas that are at a higher than average risk of direct impacts include the Florida Panhandle, South Florida, the Texas coast, and the Carolinas. National news, former President Trump is welcoming RFK Jr., or Robert F. Kennedy, I suppose, whichever you prefer, his presidential bid. In a post on Truth Social, Trump called Kennedy the most radical left candidate in the race. He believes that RFK Jr. will take votes away from President Biden. Along those lines, a new poll from Quinnipiac University shows that if the presidential election were held now, it would be too close to call. President Biden has 48% support of voters in the poll, former President Trump with 45% if the two went head-to-head, putting that within the margin of error. But when factoring in independent and Green Party candidates, which could be what Donald Trump was speaking to, Trump gets a 1% lead, making the race a toss-up.
And another poll shows a growing number of Americans are disapproving of Israel's military operations in Gaza. It's a Gallup poll that shows that 55% of those surveyed said they disapprove of the military action Israel's taken there. That's compared to 36% who approve and 9% with no opinion. That's a significant shift from November, when originally 50% of respondents said they supported Israel's actions.
In Georgia, the three men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in 2020 have made an appeals court appearance asking for their hate crime convictions to be overturned.
My Michaels and Brian stay where they need to be at because ain't no other family deserve to go through what we are going through right now. All right. It's sickening. If you're not sick when you see this, it will make you sick. I've been sick ever since 2020.
Attorneys for Greg McMichael, Travis McMichael, and Roddy Bryan argue evidence of past racist behavior does not prove racial motivation in Arbery's killing. They also argue Arbery was killed on a private street and not a public street. They have not made clear how that matters.
And a House seat is flipping from red to blue. Democrat Marilyn Lanz beat Republican Teddy Powell in a special election for the Alabama District 10 House seat. That includes the Huntsville area. Lanz won by more than a 60 to 40 margin.
Quick recap of today's top three stories. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says it could have been a lot worse, the death toll, if it weren't for the quick work of emergency workers. Recovery efforts were continuing today for the six people presumed dead. Also, the NTSB says that they do have now data from the ship that crashed into the bridge. An appeals court ruling that the Texas law that would allow police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border is on hold. And the meeting that was on then off, it's back on now between the White House and Israeli leaders. That's been rescheduled, according to the White House today.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. Former Senator Joe Lieberman has died. Family statement says he passed away from complications from a fall. The senator from Connecticut served four terms in office. Lieberman was also the Democratic nominee for vice president in the year 2000. He was 82 years old. Recovery efforts continue after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Officials announcing moments ago the recovery of two bodies from the waters below the bridge.
Divers located a red pickup truck submerged in approximately 25 feet of water in the area of the middle span of the bridge. Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
Colonel Roland Butler of the Maryland State Police. The remains of four others are still unaccounted for. America is listening to Fox News.
I I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Thanks in part to slower-than-expected adoption of EVs, Hyundai Motor is apparently reworking its plan to exclusively produce all-electric vehicles at a new plant under construction in Georgia. Interviewed today by CNBC, the automaker's global chief operating officer said the company is evaluating whether or not to produce hybrid or plug-in hybrid electric vehicles at that $7.6 billion plant, in addition to all-electric vehicles. Jose Munoz said the final decision will depend on Hyundai's market evaluation. Financially embattled hospital operator Steward Healthcare has struck a deal to sell its nationwide physician network to Optum, a subsidiary of United Health Group, as it works to stabilize its finances. Dallas-based Steward Health operates more than 30 hospitals nationwide, including 9 in Massachusetts, some of those in that state's poorer communities. A late buying binge carried stocks to solid gains today. The S&P 500 rising 45 points to earn a new high, the Dow up 477. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Ice Cube, the co-founder of the Big Three League, reached out to legendary women's basketball player Caitlin Clark and offered her $5 million to play in his league. Ice Cube claims that he intended to have the offer remain private, but somehow TMZ got the story. I don't buy Cube's claim of privacy because it's a long shot that Clark would ever accept the offer, and it's a brilliant idea by the Big Three to put themselves in the news cycle and capitalize off the sensation that is Caitlin Clark, whether she takes the deal or not. I'm Zach Gelb.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
When a cold comes on strong, try DayQuil's Severe Honey Flavor. The daytime, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honeylicious, power through your day, medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honeylicious taste, so a cold won't slow you down. Get back to your day feeling relieved, enjoying the delicious flavor of DayQuil Severe Honey. DayQuil Severe Honey flavor soothes your symptoms with a delicious taste. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I have listened to the entirety of that song, and the lyrics have never made sense to me. Just very random lyrics. Now, right. Granted, he did not write the song. I think it was an Audio Slave song or Soundgarden song before he did it. But either way, so it's not Johnny's fault.
Well, at least it was music.
Yes.
That played.
That is true. I have come a long way since yesterday. yes. Don't even get me started on that. All right. Just past 5:35 here, we'll get another quick check of our roads and weather, starting with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've still got some evening traffic causing you some backups there. Same can be said on Caroline Street if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton. Outside of that, though, the main problems you're going to have is on Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach. If you're trying to get off Pensacola and come over the bridge and get into Gulf Breeze, we are going to have a lot of issues there, as we have so far this evening. And then if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach, just trying to get to the bridge, not even get off it, just trying to get to the bridge to get towards Navarre Parkway, we got some issues there. Speaking of Navarre Parkway, if you are traveling westbound towards that bridge and closer to Highway 87, we've got issues in that area as well.
All right. Weather with Joe Neubauer.
Beautiful weather rolls on across the area. Weak little cold front moves in tonight through Thursday morning. You'll see low temperatures drop into the 50s and upper 40s area-wide Thursday and Friday. High temperatures also take a dive, too, down into the lower 70s. Breezy conditions as well with sunny skies. This weekend looks nice. Highs warm back into the mid to upper 70s as mostly sunny skies continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 5:40 here at News Radio. Right before we get our national headlines in, Baltimore officials say that they did recover bodies of two of the missing workers today. They were found in a car. Governor Wes Moore says that the efforts now shift to salvage and recovery, and that the state has submitted a request to the Biden administration for emergency relief funds. We did national news last segment, didn't we?
Yes.
All right, very good. Sports headlines. Not a lot happening as far as the scoreboard goes, but a couple of intriguing headlines nonetheless.
Yes. Going on tonight, we just got an ESPN doubleheader in the NBA, Clippers at Sixers at 6:30. So that's about an hour from now, followed by Suns at Nuggets at 9. Also at 6:30, we got Bruins at Lightning in the NHL on TNT. And then we've got the second half of the NIT quarterfinals on ESPN2. That's the men's NIT quarterfinals. UNLV Seton Hall at 6 o'clock, followed by VCU Utah at 8. And the Sweet 16 begins tomorrow, so if you don't care about the NIT, don't worry. Thursday will save you. But yes, a couple of headlines here in several sports, starting with the MLB. Opening day for the Braves is already postponed. That's thanks to weather in Philadelphia. The team says they will now play Friday starting at 3:05 Eastern. That's 2:05 local time.
Are you going to have your Cleveland Guardians get up on tomorrow for opening day?
See, that's the thing. I don't think I have Cleveland Guardians stuff. I've got Cleveland Indians stuff. But I was at Lids the other day, and I saw a Cleveland Guardians hat, and I'm like, maybe I should get that. Problem is, Lids is so expensive. In the NFL, Broncos are signing former Detroit Lions wide receiver Josh Reynolds. That's per Adam Schefter. Recently being third on the team's receiving charts in both yards and touchdowns, he was a vital piece of Detroit's impressive offense last season, so good grab there for Denver. Let's see. Women's basketball, Ice Cube has confirmed that Iowa star Caitlin Clark has been offered $5 million to play in the Big Three. That's a basketball league that he co-founded. The deal would pay her significantly more than a WNBA contract would and at a fraction of the play time. I think with two postseason games, it would still be like a 10-game stretch that she's getting paid this $5 million for.
Okay.
Whether Clark would be open to the deal and whether the WNBA's collective bargaining agreement conditions would hinder it remains to be seen. Yeah, I think it would be a horrible look for the WNBA to tell her, hey, it's us or them. I think if she can play both, that's huge for her and that she should absolutely do it.
Yeah, I've no problem with that. I think it's great there. It'll just, yeah, really just depend on the players union, collective bargaining agreement there. But yeah, I think it's interesting that she would be offered that and worth every penny if they can get her into the fold there.
And speaking of someone who may not be worth every penny, John Calipari will be returning as Kentucky's men's basketball coach next season. That was announced by University Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart yesterday. The clarification comes after the Wildcats lost to 14-seeded Oakland in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Just a couple years before that, they lost to St. Peter's, I believe it was. So very, very rough stretch for Calipari recently. The Cats haven't made it past the second round since the 18-19 season, and the one title they've won under him was 12 years ago. So obviously,
it was the Anthony Davis year.
Yeah, so if you know the talent that comes through Kentucky, you know the history that the program has. One title's great, and being a 3-seed in the tournament just like this year is great, but a lot more needs to be done in Kentucky. Yeah. They've got excellent standards there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the best coach of our lifetime, Mike Krzyzewski, he won 3 in his career, so it's not like it's every year that teams are winning national championships, but you got to sprinkle in the Final Fours and the Elite Eights.
The deep pushes,
the
yes.
deep pushes into the tournament. And that's just not happening at Kentucky right now. Health, business, and science notes today. Costco food court. I have not been in one. I don't know if you have, Austin, but it may soon be for members only. Shopping at Costco requires an annual membership fee of $60. But members and non-members alike have been able to enjoy the discount hot dogs and pizza slices at the retailer's popular food courts. Listen, I'm in favor of food courts at shopping places.
For sure, yeah.
Yes. If I get to go to Kroger or Walmart or whatever, and there's just a food court in there, sign me up for that. Some Costcos now are posting signs saying effective April 8th, an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from the food court.
Well, then I am hereby using that as my reasoning for why I'm not going to go to Costco in the future.
I believe there's
well.
One in Mobile. That's the closest one.
Oh, well, that explains why I haven't been.
Yeah.
I have been in a Dollar Tree, but they're breaking my heart, too. They're raising its prices again. In an earnings call, the company said it would add hundreds of new items to its shelves, but at higher price points. Now, the higher end of prices sold at Dollar Tree will be $7. The company CEO said prices will start at $1.50.
The $1.50 tree doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
No, but at least it would be honest.
On Monday, California's minimum wage will increase by law from $16 to $20 an hour. That is many restaurants scrambling to juggle expenses and prices. Enter hospitality and restaurant robots.
Okay, when you talk to a restaurant owner about that, it's like $15 per day, and I have that working 24/7, and it's there every day. It will never call in sick, will never talk back to customers, will never sit on social media in the back. That's a very appealing value proposition.
That is the CEO of Robot Labs. He says they've deployed tens of thousands of robots worldwide for customers like IHOP, Denny's, and Buffalo Wild Wings. The robots greet customers, show them to their tables, take orders. They'll deliver the food, bus tables, and even cook. That's crazy.
Yeah, I want to say I've seen a video of at least one of these types of robots. I mean, and then it's a pretty basic, you know, look and function, but still, that's insane.
I need that to happen at some restaurant here in Pensacola.
Yeah, you need the experience.
Yes.
If they have a food court with those things, Joe's there, man. 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still going to give you some slight issues. Same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, though, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and trying to get off the beaches. Pensacola Beach is still very backed up. If you're trying to get over the bridge into Gulf Breeze, you're going to be backed up for a bit. And if you're just trying to get onto the bridge to get to Navarre Parkway off Navarre Beach, you're going to have a lot of issues there as well.
Nice weather rolls on into Thursday and Friday. Weak little cold front settles in. You'll notice some low temperatures dropping into the 40s Thursday and Friday morning, so get the jackets back out. High temperatures, though, Thursday, Friday, still warm up into the lower 70s. Quite a breeze out of the north as well with sunny skies. Early look at this weekend, also nice. A little bit warmer, highs in the mid to upper 70s with a few clouds rolling in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Krispy Kreme donuts will soon be sold at McDonald's locations across the country, hopefully served by robots. Customers will be able to buy three kinds of Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's: original glazed, chocolate ice cream filled, and chocolate iced with sprinkles. The rollouts will start later this year and will be available nationwide by the end of 2026. The donuts will be sold individually and in packs of six.
And we've touched on a couple of companies doing us dirty with some of these prices, and Trader Joe's is no exception. They're really putting the traitor in Trader Joe's, raising banana prices for the first time in more than two decades. The price of one banana is going up from 19 cents to 23. The previous banana price was popular and was the winner of one of Trader Joe's Customer Choice Awards.
Austin, we have breaking news.
What's that?
I am being told by a texter that the Asian fusion place at the back entrance of UWF has robots.
Wait, Asian fusion? I've never heard of that.
So I think I drive past it. It is, so you're along 9 Mile, you're coming around towards 90. It's the entrance, not at University Parkway, but the one further down.
Right.
So there's that little strip mall there. I think it's got like the UWF apparel store, and then it's right next to that.
Oh, yeah, I know the strip mall you're talking about, because that's the entrance that I would take to UWF.
Okay, yep. So they have robots.
Really?
They have robots.
My
All right,
goodness.
Very good to know.
They're rising, Joe. That's frightening.
There you go.
Some pop culture notes real quickly here. If you can't be at Billy Joel's 100th Madison Square Garden show tomorrow night, you can watch it on TV in a few weeks. CBS will air the performance on April 14th. Joel announced his decade-long Madison Square Garden residency will conclude this summer.
Godzilla and Kong, the new empire, is expected to get off to a monster start at the box office.
Oh,
the fifth film in the MonsterVerse franchise is expected to make between $50 and $55 million in its debut weekend. In theaters and overseas, it'll bring in another $80 to $85 million, so the experts think.
And we've got new details on Beyoncé's country album. She'll cover Dolly Parton's Jolene, as she revealed the track list for Act 2, Cowboy Carter, in a post on Instagram Wednesday. Along with previously released singles Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, the post appears to feature around two dozen song titles, including American Requiem, My Rose, and Oh Louisiana. I'm going to say one of those again, My Rose. There was no in it, My Rose. It also shows the names of country legends Willie Nelson, Linda Martell, and Parton, but it's not clear if they will appear on the album. If they do, all these critics out here need to quiet down. That's as country as you get. If they're on the album, it's a country album.
The big story in New Jersey today is that somebody has a lottery ticket worth more than $1 billion.
The law in New Jersey says that winners of the lottery can remain anonymous. So we might not ever, I'll know, hopefully, we'll have that ticket claim. I'll know who won the lottery, but we can't tell the press and the public who won that ticket.
So lottery officials say the ticket sold in New Jersey matching all six numbers last night. So back to $20 million jackpot for the drawing that will be on Friday night.
Wow. Yeah. And lastly, Sean Diddy Combs. We've been covering him a lot. He's declaring his innocence following raids of both his L.A. and Miami homes Monday. In an unsurprising statement given to Fox News Digital, Diddy's attorney said that Monday involved a gross overuse of military-level force in executing the search warrants. The statement went on to say that neither Diddy nor his family members have been arrested, nor have they had their travel ability restricted.
We'll take a break here. Wacky stories, good news, and a recap of today's top three stories coming up next.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see what we have here. We will start with Caroline Street. If you were traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we still have some congestion there, but it is very light at this time. Same can be said for the congestion you were dealing with if you were traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road. Really, the only spots where you're going to see any severe backups is if you're trying to travel westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, or if you are on either Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach and trying to get back over the bridge. If you're trying to get over the bridge to Gulf Breeze off of Pensacola Beach, you're going to have some problems there. And if you're just trying to get onto the bridge in an attempt to get off of Navarre Beach, you're going to have a lot of backups in that area also.
Nice weather rolls on into Thursday and Friday. Weak little cold front settles in. You'll notice some low temperatures dropping into the 40s Thursday and Friday morning, so get the jackets back out. High temperatures, though, Thursday, Friday, still warm up into the lower 70s. Quite a breeze out of the north as well with sunny skies. Early look at this weekend, also nice. A little bit warmer, highs in the mid to upper 70s with a few clouds rolling in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. Recap of today's top three stories. The latest in Baltimore is that officials say they've recovered bodies of two of the missing workers on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Governor Wes Moore says that the efforts are shifting to salvage and recovery. He went on to add the state has submitted a request to the Biden administration for emergency relief funds. An appeals court issuing a ruling that keeps the Texas law on hold that would allow police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border. And the White House says that the high-stakes meeting with Israeli officials in Washington is back on now, as reportedly Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to go forward with the meeting on the potential military operation in southern Gaza. Those are today's top three stories. Again, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up here in 5 minutes with more. As we look at some of the more wackier stuff and good news in the headlines today, Austin, I found my dream job.
Really?
And I have submitted an application.
Oh, I can't wait.
Probably shouldn't make that publicly known to my employers beforehand, but
because this will be quite a hindering job.
So gambling site BetUS is looking to hire one person to visit all 30 major league ballparks and check out the hot dogs at each one.
Oh, jeez.
You'll get to taste test them, and you'll have to measure each one for length, diameter, and weight. They will buy your game tickets, cover your travel, and you get $2,500 too. And for good measure, a $500 MLB Shop gift card and a subscription to MLB TV. You can apply on their website, and all you need is to give them your name, email, and a short pitch on why you should be the Wiener expert. Okay. I submitted my application this afternoon.
Yes. Beautiful.
Not going to put in my 2 weeks' notice yet.
Beautiful pun there on short pitch. But secondly, what was your short pitch? What did you say? I like hot dogs and baseball?
Yes. That is, in layman's terms, pretty much exactly what I said. I said that, in my opinion, there is nothing better than a hot dog at Wrigley. Chicago dog at Wrigley, although I would be more
Chicago
than happy.
Fan, totally objective.
I would be more than happy to test that theory by visiting all of the 30 ballparks. I have a dream that one day I will get to all 30 major league ballparks. I have for years dreamed of maybe going on like an East Coast baseball road trip with my dad, you know, maybe start in Boston, go to New York, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, just kind of hit all of those ballparks. Haven't gotten to it, but yeah, that's something that's definitely on my bucket list way down the road. But yeah, that would be awesome.
Sounds so tiring to me, even with it being paid for, which I failed to pay attention to last hour.
I don't think it would necessarily be 30 games in 30 days.
Oh, no, no, not that, but still. A man is facing new charges after he allegedly robbed the same bank for the second time in Michigan. In August of 2022, 65-year-old John Tipton robbed the Fifth Third Bank on Michael Avenue Southwest after he walked into the bank and told the teller that he had a gun. Then last Friday, Tipton allegedly robbed the same bank in the exact same way. He has since been taken into custody and is facing new charges of armed robbery.
Maybe he's trying to do it five times with the third time being successful.
I don't know. You're on a roll today, buddy.
I don't know. A guy in Australia is in the doghouse after he left his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on the roof of his car and drove off. They're offering a $500 reward to anybody who finds it. It happened Sunday while they were picking it up at their storage unit. The good news is they're still getting married, and it's not until February, so they still have plenty of time. While she is upset, she says it'll at least make for a very good speech at the wedding.
Absolutely. Gosh, my heart would sink if I was in that situation. Some good news here. A woman on Staten Island accidentally threw out her wallet. That would suck, too. But sanitation workers sifted through a mountain of garbage and got it back to her. She realized it was gonna, she realized it was gone, before the truck emptied its load. Otherwise, it would have been a lot harder to find, oh, for sure.
And two Russian schoolboys being hailed as heroes following this past weekend's attack at the Crocus City Hall in Moscow. 14-year-old Artyom Donskoy and 15-year-old Islam Kalilov were working as cloakroom attendants at the concert hall when the gunman began firing on concertgoers. The two boys helped lead people away from dead-end hallways and locked maintenance doors and get out through exits. Islam told reporters, "I understood if I didn't react, many people, including me, would lose their lives." He was reportedly the last one to leave the venue, not leaving anybody behind.
That's awesome.
We'll take a break there. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of anything you may have missed in Hours 1 and 2. Pensacola right now.